You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is, well, it's Sunday morning now. I'm recording this in the middle of the night because it's the only time I have available, it seems like, anymore. So hopefully you're all doing well. I'm hanging in there. Things might be getting a little hairy with me here. Life is just an unending series of disasters leading to joy, hopefully. but we'll see. First of all, I want to, of course, encourage you to go to the Hierarchy University Discord. It's free. It's in every bio that I have, anywhere on social media and on the website. So join up and join the party. There's lots of things to see and do there, lots of people to meet, etc. So give it a shot, you know. What are you gonna do? It's not gonna kill you. It's free, you know. On a personal note, I just wanted to say that many of you guys know about the boy that I rescued from Syria in 2017. I've kind of touched on it throughout the years on the website. And recently I told you all that he had gotten his citizenship in Australia, and now he's got his driver's license, and I'm just so proud of him. And I just wanted to tell you guys that because I met him through this website, and he's the light of my life. He's my son, and he's my joy every single day. And I'm so proud of him, and I'm so glad that, you know, I'm proud of a lot of the things that have come out of this website over the last 11 years, but the crowning achievement of it was that I got to meet him and got to be part of helping him escape a deadly situation, and it's been nothing but blessings. So I love you, baby boy. I know he's not listening to this, but I love you. And anyway, we're going to have a good life together now that I'm free. So anyway, I had a letter sent to my questions from readers inbox from a faggot, I guess. He calls himself a submissive gay bottom, which, you know, maybe, although the way he describes himself, he sounds like a faggot, but, and his letter that he wrote detailed a pretty horrible molestation event that occurred to him, happened to him when he was 14 years old, and the person who did that to him was an older man, obviously. Not really, I hate to use the word man to somebody like that, but and it was a pretty graphic description of what happened, and it broke my heart, honestly. And I felt so sorry for this brother of mine. And I guess I wanted to talk about something that I don't really have the answer to. You know, ordinarily I'm on here trying to, like, give real answers to people and their questions or whatever. But this is one thing that's been a nagging concern of mine that I don't have an answer for. I really would like to have an answer to it, but I don't know what the answer is. And but he raises that question in his letter to me, which is this: did the molestation cause him to be a faggot, or was he born that way? it's sort of the chicken and the egg, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, right? It is very confusing, especially when, like, he comes to hierarchyuniversity.com and he reads over and over again that they're born to do this, born this way, born this way. But in his case, he was just a kid, you know, and he didn't know any better, really, you know. He didn't know what he was. And so, you know, the question is, like, was he gay prior to, was he gay, was he a faggot before that person did that to him? Or was this something that groomed him into this lifestyle? It's a very, very difficult question to answer, because I can only go on my own experiences and the experiences of people that I've talked to over the years. Overwhelmingly, the faggots I've talked to have never known anything else but this their whole life, just like me. You know, I definitely was born a faggot. I was submissive as a young boy. I had fantasies about being little and being carried around and things like that in people's pockets. Like, I was fascinated by feet. I had all these telltale signs as a boy long before puberty ever came around. And when puberty came around, I just thought I was just gay, until Master Roger helped me realize what I actually was. And so there was never a time when I wasn't a faggot in my memory. And looking back now, as obviously a seasoned faggot, I can look back and see the signs. This reader here that wrote that post didn't seem to have those kind of memories. And that's where the confusion is, you know. Was it the molestation that caused it? I know for a fact that there are many latent alphas out there who are born alpha, who were molested, and that triggered them to become a submissive or act as a submissive because of the molestation that they suffered as a young person. They thought that's how they were supposed to be. And they were miserable because of that. They were miserable because they weren't actually fulfilling what they're supposed to be as an alpha, a natural-born alpha. And it was only whenever I was able to unlock that for them that they realized that this is why I'm so unhappy. And so they were able to change that and become alpha and stop being submissive. And it changed their life, you know. And this is the thing, though, like, with it seems to be different with faggots, and I don't know why that is. You understand what I'm saying? Like, an alpha can apparently change once they realize the truth about their grooming. But for a faggot, it seems to be not possible. Once you're, if you're, have a tendency toward submission, you have a tendency to be a faggot or whatever, molestation only enhances that and makes it permanent, but it leaves confusion in its wake, because you don't know if some part of you was stolen, you know. With alphas, they know it's stolen, and they change it immediately because they're they become angry and they're like, I'm not going to allow that to steal my alphahood. But for a faggot, it becomes reinforcing. It feels inescapable. And I honestly, I tried to answer the reader as best I could, but I don't feel like I did a good job with it because I don't understand it. Other than to say that, and I do think this might be true. I have read many times, actually, that child molesters can isolate a certain child, a certain type of child that exhibits maybe certain characteristics that cause them to know that they that child can be groomed and molested. Not to say that I'm not putting any blame on anyone that you're asking for it or anything like that, okay? But I'm simply saying that I've heard that molesters say this or whatever. Who can really know the mind of a child molester, seriously? I mean, it's a place I don't even really want to contemplate. But and the idea that they're out there stalking victims like that sickens me, you know. It makes me want to go walking tall on them, you know, get a baseball bat and go take care of business. I don't know what to say, you know. I really wish I had a better answer. But there just isn't nothing, there's no answer for the rape of a child. You know what I'm saying? It's horrifying. And it steals somebody's life from them. As you guys all know, I went to prison. Ended up locked up with in a room for 14 months with some child molesters. I got to talk to some of them as much as it turned my stomach. And I can tell you right now that somebody who is a child molester is irredeemable. They're going to go and do it again. They were almost proud of what they did. And I actually watched them when a new inmate would come in who was a young kid, young, not underage, but young looking, and those child molesters would isolate that person and try to entice them. So they're not redeemable. They are sick people, you know, and they steal children's lives away from them and confuse them, and especially when it's faggots involved, because I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Spotlight with Michael Keaton and Mark Ruffalo. In that movie, it talks about the Boston priests who were molesting young boys, and it's a really, really great, great movie. But in it, they talk about this thing of, you know, why did he not pick this boy and not pick this boy, but he picked that boy? What is it that causes that to happen? What's left after that happens? And it's really horrifying, honestly, you know. But I just want everybody to know, here's what I guess I'm going to get down to, is that if you're a faggot, you were born a faggot, or you were disposed to be a faggot, hopefully you've never had to be molested, you were never molested to understand this about yourself. But Don't wallow in anger or sadness, okay? You whatever the case is in your own personal life, you have a purpose in the grand scheme of things. And don't let anything negative steal that purpose from you or color it in some way that would make you feel ashamed. We're not going to know what came first, the chicken or the egg, in this case. We're just probably never going to know why we're faggots, why a man, one man is born alpha and one is born a faggot. We don't know, you know. It's just the genetic lottery, I guess, you know. But we need to not allow it to sink us. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know why I feel like I'm on the verge of tears, actually, but I'm so sorry for this particular reader and for all the kids out there who suffer. So anyway, that's all I really got for today. I just wanted to talk about that because it is very confusing. It's the one question in all my years of writing this website, talking to countless people, it's the one question I really don't have an answer to. And it does haunt me to some degree, because I know that there are people out there that want that answer and deserve that answer, and I can't give it to them. I just can't. So please forgive me for not being able to do that, but I just wanted to be honest and transparent on this podcast and on the website. And anyway, I hope you guys have a great week. Mine might be a little bumpy this week, we'll see, but hang in there, okay? And just know that I love you. Anyway, I'll let you go. Bye.